would you like to say hello to anyone?
I'm sure I've got a few listeners out there somewhere. I think one or two.
One or two.
I've got a long-distance listener from Australia. I know that. So I know Dad's listening. So, hey, Dad, how are you? Aww. He always tunes into the online, listens to it online. So,
he's good. Yeah. We had Spinner's mum and dad in the studio one year, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
Your parents are very cool.
Couldn't keep them quiet. They kept talking.
Nobody listens to me. Yeah, they did, didn't they? Nobody listens to me. I don't get any support long distance. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, nobody cares.
Got to get out more.
Yeah, need to make some friends somewhere along the way. What were we talking about? Classic car register. But what was I telling you about? I was in the middle of telling you about something.
You got a flat battery on your motorbike.
I've got a flat battery on my motorbike. That wasn't it. I tell you what, I do need to ask you a question. Have you been to the Bikers Cafe yet?
I have.
And?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah?
Yep, down on Jumeirah Beach Road. Well worth it. Yeah, nice. It's good. It's good to see. Obviously, the theme is around motorcycles, so there's got a couple inside the cafe and a very popular place for guys to turn up with their cars as well on the weekends. It's quite good. Went and had a meal down there with a bald-headed photographer that we know from the racetrack every now and then.
Right, that one. Yeah, it's not many bald-headed photographers hang around motorsport all the time.
Yeah. Well worth sticking your head down and having a look. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm quite surprised because Bikers Cafe would kind of tend to imply that there would be a lot of bikers down there, but I've heard that there's a lot of automotive people hanging around.
Well, yeah, as I say, it's on the weekends you get guys turning up in their old cars as well, or their nice cars or that sort of thing. Very family atmosphere, and people turning up, obviously with their bikes as well. But also, if you're into watching motorsport, they televise all the rounds of the MotoGP Championship, the World Superbikes Championship.
F1?
F1 as well. So, yeah, it's just a nice themed place. I guess it takes over from, remember some years ago, there was the F1 Net Cafe just a few blocks up, and that used to be the hang for all the car guys to go and watch Formula One and have a cup of coffee and sit on the internet and that sort of thing.
So it's actually quite far up Beach Road towards the big flagpole?
In that end of town. If you got, it's further down from Palm Strip, further down towards the Burj Al Arab from Palm Strip. So it is further down than the Net Cafe.
Mm.
But whereabouts? I guess around near Mercado Mall. Be a way to describe somewhere around there. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Beach Road to me just blends into one long strip after a while,
doesn't it? And it doesn't matter how many years that you've been here. It doesn't seem to make much sense. I always get lost on Beach Road. I always end up going from Sheikh Zayed or Al Wasl, and then driving in the wrong direction, and then having to drive the whole length back just to find where it was every time. And I'm actually contemplating, because you're gonna come round to help me sort out the bike battery.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then I'm thinking might have to take the bike out, but it's a little bit warm, and I was quite upset because I was meant to be going karting earlier in the week, or was it last week? I'm a bit confused with my days of the week at the moment. Mm. Not that days of the week have changed in the last 100 years,
couple of millennium, yeah.
I got my jacket and it's got a lining in it. I was really tempted to go out and do what I've seen a lot of people do here, which is go out in t-shirt and pair of jeans. But I thought, be a little bit more responsible, Alex. So I went and took the liner out of my jacket, and it is actually quite light. It's a summer jacket, but not a Dubai summer jacket. It's probably a European, it's not going to rain until 12 o'clock today summer jacket. Got my boots on, I've got these Kevlar jeans.
Oh, they're great.
Have you tried them?
I've seen them, yeah.
What, you've fallen off of things and made sure they work?
No, quite a few people have got them, yeah.
Yeah.
Kevlar jeans are fantastic for riding, just in case you do come off.
Yeah.
Mm.
How do they work then?
It's a Kevlar weave is stitched through the denim. Mm. And I have actually seen a guy come off on a ride day with them, slide down the track, and he had burns, friction burns, the same way you would if you came off with leathers.
Yeah.
It's no different. So he would have been in a much, much worse state had they just been regular denim jeans. Yeah. And the thing is, they look like normal denim jeans, don't they? But they've got this Kevlar and carbon weave through them.
Mm. So I'm thinking that I might have to go out. But yeah, I got all ready to go out, got into the basement, which was hot enough anyway. And then, of course, the battery just didn't have enough in it to start the bike.
Yeah. It's a bit hot now for the bike now, isn't it?
Well,
it's same with driving with convertibles. Summer's not the time to put the roof down with a convertible either.
No, I think with a convertible, there's almost no point because the humidity and the heat and everything. But I think with a bike generally, I mean, our friend, Fraser Martin, when he had that scooter, he was never off it in the summer unless he was being knocked off it. but I think you probably get used to it. And I've noticed that, especially in the evening, some evenings it's really humid, but other evenings it's been okay. I'm not very sure whether the bike will actually cope. That's what I'm thinking, because it's two-stroke.
Yeah, it won't have anywhere near the power that you're used to in the winter, that you're used to in those big scooters.
I'm not entirely sure I've ever really felt that much power from that bike, and it's so much slower than any of the other bikes.
Well, it'll be a lot less in summer.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Because it does lose a lot of power, and especially two-strokes. Also because the fact that the relatively small engines, they expand with the heat, then they lose compression. So you get them, you lose power.
So are you telling me not to take the bike out?
No, not at all. Fire away.
Is there a chance of me blowing up my bike?
No, not at all. It's a thing that happens with engines are made particularly out of light alloys, or cheaper engines in some Japanese or Korean or Chinese cars, or at the lower end of the spectrum, cars are very, very cheap alloys. In hot weather, the alloy obviously expands, but it expands to the point where the engine does start to lose compression and the car will slow down. You won't notice it so much driving around or riding around here, but if you keep the throttle open, sustained, say you drive or ride from Dubai to Abu Dhabi, and you're sitting on the speed limit all the way up there, by the time you get to Abu Dhabi, you'll probably notice that your speed has probably dropped by about 5-6 kilometres per hour because it's just losing compression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a constant hour and a half with the throttle open at a sustained speed. Yeah, you'll probably lose, if it's 120 kilometres an hour, you'll probably end up at, if you keep the throttle in exactly the same position, you'll be probably doing 110.
Right, okay. Well, I won't go to Abu Dhabi then this week on my bike. Okay. A couple of questions or a couple of pointers. The bike cafe, is it just called the bike cafe?
Biker's Cafe.
Biker's Cafe.
I believe, yeah.
That's opposite Mercato.
Yeah, that's right.
So there we go. So if you want to head down and check that out, I'll also be making my way down sometime in the coming weeks. And can you give us more information about the Classic Car Register? Where do they actually find out, and what website can they go to?
I guess the easiest way is to go onto the website of the ATC UAE.
Yeah, so that's ATC-UAE.ae.
That's right, yep. Which is obviously the Automobile and Touring Club. Also, the RTA website, I think, has a new window now that you can click onto that will show you the procedures you need to go through for your classic car registration. That would be your ones to go through. There is the Sharjah Motor Museum, but that's if you're living in Sharjah and you want to put Sharjah registration on your car. But for Dubai, go through the RTA and go through the ATC UAE websites, and all the information will be tucked away in there.
That's great. Thank you very much, Damien. Got any exciting projects coming up in the next few weeks?
Oh, coming up? Quite possibly, but I just can't say right now.
Oh, no.
But there are a few things, happening. Quite exciting things.
Any nice cars?
We're in the process at the moment of doing a lot of judging for the car of the year at the end of the year. So I am going through the process of driving a few nice bits and pieces, yep.
I've got a couple of nice cars coming up.
Really?
Yeah, Toyota Corolla.
Oh, nice, okay. Yes. Anyway, that's great.
Got a couple of Jaguar test drives and the latest edition of the Evoque.
Okay. I'm jumping into the new Passat next week.
That's really nice.
The Porsche Boxster I'll have this weekend, which is... I did drive it briefly when we were in Silverstone the other day at the Porsche Driver Centre, and amazing vehicle, really, really impressive. So I'm keen to see what it's like here. Yeah, so there's a few things down the track for sure.
You think it's going to be different here to Silverstone?
Oh, very much. It's cold, wet, miserable, and we're on a racetrack. here, we're driving around on the roads and public roads and in the sun and the heat and sand.
Which would you rather be?
Yeah.
Combination of both, sun and racetrack.
Maybe no sand, racetrack, a little cooler.
Okay. We'll see if we can figure out somewhere for you to live in the next couple of years, Spinner.